How you doing, folks? I'm Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And yes, I understand the Angel season has ended, but it is the home of Angels baseball regardless. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As regular listeners to the SoCal Restaurant Show know, I've been very fortunate this year to be able to spend some time up in Santa Barbara County, particularly the wine regions in Santa Barbara County, which are really amazing. And the diversity of premium wine that's coming out of that area and now is really impressive. And where I find a story that I think has a lot of merit to it, I'm always delighted to share that with our listening audience. There's quite a family-owned winery operation up there that has two labels, three vineyard estates, and in the last month, I was fortunate enough to actually be able to visit the ranch where the winery is located. Generally not open to the public. We will explain how members of the public can visit that. Truly an extraordinary experience. Their tasting room is on another vineyard property that they own, and you know, very accessible. And then they have other vineyard property in addition to that. And specifically, what we're talking about is the Deerberg and Star Lane Vineyards, and it is a pleasure to welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time Chris King, who goes by the title of Hospitality Director, but he is also the resident historian and has an incredible knowledge about the history of these vineyard estates and all aspects of the operation. He was nice enough to conduct this tour of the facility that I was on with a colleague from the LA Wine Writers, and just super informative. Chris, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Chris, again, I really appreciate your hospitality when I was up to visit the Star Lane Ranch. Pretty impressive for those of us that have not been there before but have heard about it. And then, of course, be able to taste the wines and then also be able to visit your regular tasting room on Drum Canyon in the Santa Rita Hills and then taste the remainder of the portfolio. So it was definitely a comprehensive visit with Deerberg and Star Lane Vineyards, and I definitely would like to share that with our listening audience. Chris, the first thing, because there's a lot to get into here, is just give us a little bit of the history of how the Deerbergs, who actually had been in the wine business in another area of the country previously, found their way to Santa Barbara County and what their vision was for what became the Deerberg Estate and Star Lane Vineyards, because it was a grand plan that has been realized to a fairly well, I would say.
Yeah, there's just so much history. First, I want to say what a pleasure it was to host you during your visit, and I'm so glad you were able to taste the portfolio and visit the ranch, because it's always a pleasure for me to show off this beautiful place to people who've never been here before. You know, it's just a really special place, as you probably recognize when you got here.
Yeah, no kidding. In many ways, Chris, and just so our listeners know, in terms of the size of this property, the ranch itself is very, very expansive.
It's pretty large. You know, we try to use the land sparingly and be good stewards of this place that our grapes call home.
Absolutely.
I'll just kind of get into kind of Jim and Mary's story a little bit, and then we can talk a little bit about the ranch and the wines.
We'll get it all, Chris. But you know, want to give our listeners just a little bit of the backstory, because you know, what the Deerbergs have accomplished as a family-owned winery on this scale, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you know. backtracking back to 1974, Jim and Mary purchased their first vineyard property and winery, which is called the Hermanhof Vineyard, which is in a little town called Herman, Missouri, about an hour outside of St. Louis. Jim and Mary both grew up in rural Missouri and were no strangers to that area, the Dierbergs obviously being German. Owning a winery that was named for a German settlement, Herman, Missouri, you know, a lot of the original wines that Jim and Mary were growing weren't necessarily suited to their palate. So I think coming out to California was always a big dream of theirs, and involving the family, you know, Ellen and Michael, their children, who are now the main proprietors for the winery now that Jim and Mary retired a few years back, recalled running through the caves at the Herman Winery when they were little, and then having sort of that same moment here at Star Lane, you know, 30 years later, and it was pretty amazing for them to see their children, you know, playing in the caves like they did as children. So, but yeah, Jim and Mary came out to California in 1996 on a business trip. Just so happened to run into a local a ranch real estate guy, and had informed the real estate agent of their desire to purchase a winery here in California, and he said, you know, I've got this great ranch out in Santa Barbara County, and I'd love to show it off to you, and came out to Happy Canyon, and Mary said they were here all of 15 minutes before they decided to purchase the winery. Pretty amazing story.
And in terms of at that point in time, Chris, were there any wine grapes that were being grown on the property?
You know, there would have been grapes out here during the original start of the ranch. This was originally a part of the Spanish land grant known as Rancho Cañon de los Pinos, meaning Canyon of the Pines, which was run by the Archdiocese of Monterey. So chances are there would have been some Sacramento wine grown here on the ranch, maybe some Mission grapes, but nothing near the quality that we're producing out of the property today.
Chris, I don't believe you're making any wine from Mission grapes. No offense to that varietal, but it's not something you see on too many restaurant wine lists.
Yeah, we're sticking to more of the French-style wine. We run the gamut from Pinot Noir to Cabernet, so we have a little bit of everything that we grow from our three estates, and yeah, pretty special place, pretty fantastic wines that we grow out here.
Now, for Star Lane Vineyard in Happy Canyon, where things started, you're known there for the Bordeaux varietal. So we'll kind of take it vineyard by vineyard. But what are the main grapes that are planted in the Star Lane Vineyard on the Star Lane Ranch?
Yeah, so we mainly focus on the Bordeaux varietals, as you mentioned there. We do Sauv Blanc for the white. And for reds, we mainly do Cabernet, Cabernet Franc, a little Merlot, a little Syrah, and we'll be actually releasing our first Malbec later this year, too, which is really exciting.
Ooh, definitely something to look forward to. Now, the Star Lane Vineyard, the Star Lane Ranch, is where the production facility is. Chris, you were explaining to me that initially when the state-of-the-art winery was built a few years back, this was a production facility. It was not going to be open to the public. Your tasting room is elsewhere. For our listeners that can't visualize this, and we have put up some photos on social media, give just very briefly our listening audience, Chris, if you would, just a bird's eye view of what this facility looks like. Because I want our listeners to understand, this does not look like an industrial wine facility. It's architecturally significant, and I will let you take it from there.
Yeah. So first, I think it's worth mentioning that the winery is located about 25 minutes from the closest grocery store, liquor store, hotel. And the driveway itself is usually half of our commute in the morning. It takes about 25 minutes to get from the main gate to the winery here in the ranch. Once you come upon the canyon where the winery is located, you sort of come around this curve after seeing all these little cottages that were built in the 20s and 30s for the caretakers here on the ranch. And as you start up the hill, effectively see a castle on a hill. And I think that's a great way to describe it. We have some pretty significant architecture built into the side of the mountain, which allows us to gain access to the natural cooling of the mountains that surround us, where we have about 50,000 square feet of cave space, which is what most of the winemaking and wine aging takes place. The property was finished in, well, the winery facility was completed in 2008, and it's effectively one of the most spectacular wineries, I think, in California.
And just so our audience doesn't feel Chris is going into hyperbole, what he is saying is true. I mean, the architecture is stunning. The stonework is unbelievable. It looks like something out of Europe. And again, they didn't have to build it to this level because it's a production facility. And, you know, most wineries that you will see, the building that the tasting room is in, may have some architectural elements. But the rest of the winery is typically, you know, very industrial looking, not appointments, all of that. So, again, the fact that the Dierbergs cared enough to build something this architecturally significant, way off the main road, with no thought when it was built that this would be visited by the public. It's kind of astonishing, Chris. It truly is.
Yeah, you know, I think Jim and Mary's vision not only took into account their need to build something beautiful that fit in with the surrounding area, that wasn't too ostentatious and didn't show itself too much, but they also wanted to think about the future generations who would have been making wine in this facility. And the idea behind building a winery of this scale and this magnitude was that, you know, Jim and Mary were never going to see the end result of what this place could really do. It's really the future generations that are going to take this winery to the next level. You know, when a family decides to build a winery for the future generation, instead of waiting for that big payday when, you know, Jackson or another big wine purchaser comes in and buys you up, you get to do things a little bit differently. You get to focus more on your family's needs and your family's goals and aspirations, and you're not thinking about that that big payday one day.
Well, Chris, again, very unusual. Chris, we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and pick up the conversation. We're going to talk about the other two vineyards. We're going to talk about the tasting experiences that you can have at Dierberg and Star Lane. And I also promise we will talk about specifically more about some of the wines. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.